Welcome to Hippie Witch, magic for a new age. I'm your host, Joanna DeVoe, and this is a happy, hippie place where magic with a K meets the law of attraction. Yoo-hoo!
Happy, happy Halloween! Happy, happy Halloween! Happy, happy Halloween! Happy, happy Halloween! Hi, thanks for joining me for episode 262 of Hippie Witch, Magic for a New Age. My name is Joanna DeVoe, and I am the spooky creatrix behind Kick-Ass Switch, putting the K in magic, and Hippie Witch, the show you are listening to right now. I also have a free ebook by that name, Hippie Witch, Peace, Love, and all that good shit. And you can pick up a copy of that at www.joannadevoe.com or back on the description page for this episode back on Blog Talk Radio. This very special Halloween spooktacular episode. I don't normally post an episode the last Tuesday of every month, but I have some winners to announce. 23 of you entered the contest to win a free coaching call or ebook, and actually many more than that put up very nice reviews for me on iTunes, so I appreciate you taking the time to do that, or anybody who has ever left me a review on iTunes at any time. Thank you so much for going out of your way to do that, because that is how people find the show. That is how new people find the show. So thank you, thank you, thank you. And then the 23 of you that actually emailed me to say, I want to be entered into the contest, I wrote down your names and I numbered them 1 through 23. And then I went into the private Facebook group this morning for the Psycho Spiritual Wheel of the Year. And I said, help me out here, pick a number between 1 and 23, write it in the comment section down below, and the first three numbers will be the winners. So Jennifer, Aaron, and Michelle are responsible for these winners today. So let's start with the two ebooks. Let me say too, after this, I'm actually going to be talking about, I had a little guest appearance on Hay House Radio this morning. If you didn't catch that, if you're subscribed to Hay House, you can listen for free, which is awesome. You can listen to the live stream for free. And the episode that I was in, it's going to be re-airing today at 5 p.m. Pacific. If you're listening to this on Halloween at 5 p.m. Pacific, I am talking to Yasmin Boland, the author of Moonology, which is a very cool book. We are talking about the shadow and how it comes into play with the law of attraction. So I will, after announcing the winners here, I'll kind of unpack that a little bit here as well and talk about it, because we really only talked for like 15, 20 minutes on the show, and not everybody is able to listen to the live radio show, so I thought that would be a good subject to talk about here on Halloween. And then if I have some more time, I'm going to read a big excerpt from Women Who Run With the Wolves. That is for everyone, men and women, this thing that I want to read that I think is very fitting for the winter transition, Samhain, Halloween, this time when a lot of us end up doing some shadow work. This is a really interesting tradition to start thinking about that I want to share with you. So back to the giveaway. I am going to do the ebooks first. Let's start with the ebooks. You can pick either one of two ebooks, whichever speaks to you. The Rich Witch, Seven Portals of Prosperity, or The Spiritually Mature Witch, Five Keys to Unlocking Your Personal Power. And so the first two names that I'm going to name right now are the winners of a free ebook. If you already have the ebooks, or you're not really feeling either of the ebooks, you can also pick, I call it a power tool, Thought Forms That Spring to Life. So if that interests you, if you would rather get Thought Forms That Spring to Life, that is cool. If you already have all that and you want to gift any of this to a friend, just shoot me an email and let me know who you want to gift that to. You're going to have to email me anyway to tell me what prize you want. So winner number 13 is Marcus DeBrown. Marcus, email me at joannadevoe@gmail.com and let me know which ebook you want. Or if you would rather get thought forms that spring to life. It's got a little video and it's a little tutorial. So let me know what you would like, Marcus. And then also number 17, Jenny, Bell Book and Candle, which is so awesome that we're saying that on the Halloween episode because Bell Book and Candle is one of my all-time favorite holiday movies. I like to watch it on Halloween and I like to watch it on Christmas because it's Christmassy. There's a Christmas theme, but it's about witches and I love it. I don't hear a lot of people talk about it this time of year, but I think it's an amazing Halloween movie if you're looking for something that's not going to scare the pants off of you. That's just about witches and love and fun stuff. So again, email me, let me know what ebook you want, Jenny, and I will shoot that over to you. And then as for the coaching session, which I will announce that name right now, the coaching session, you can pick coaching that does not suck, which is just my version of life coaching, or you can pick a biz witch coaching call, which that's my most popular of the two. People like to do BizWitch coaching calls. So if you have an online business, that's a great thing to do. If you would rather have just some straight up life coaching, you can pick that as well. Just email me. Let me know which one appeals to you. If you are not really feeling in need of any kind of coaching right now, or you're feeling kind of shy, you are welcome to swap that out for the winter transition module of the Psycho Spiritual Wheel of the Year. So number 13 was Marcus, number 17 was Jenny, and number 20, the winner of the free coaching call, is Sarah Soulshine. Sarah Soulshine, thank you so much. Say that 5 times fast. Sarah Soulshine. I can't. Sarah Soulshine. Sarah Soulshine. Sarah Soulshine. I hope you guys are trying this at home. Try it. Sarah Soulshine. Sarah Soulshine. Can't do it. Yay! So those are the winners. I hope you all are having an awesome Halloween. I definitely am. It was really awesome to start my day off on Hay House Radio. That was so fun. It was such an unexpected surprise, and it was a little bit synchronistic because my friend Marla, who I just had on the show, actually gave me the book Moonology, I think this summer. She gave me that book, and it's a really sweet book for those of you who are interested in working with the phases of the moon in terms of the manifestation process. And then just out of the blue, I got an email from that author, Yasmin Boland, saying, do you want to come on Hay House Radio and talk about how the shadow and the law of attraction work together, if they do? And I was like, yeah, I want to talk about that. That's my favorite subject. And it's controversial because a lot of people that are interested in shadow work think that the law of attraction is a bunch of BS. And a lot of people, I think Yasmin was a little bit like this, who work with the law of attraction, they're hesitant to get into the shadow stuff because if you're an LOA practitioner, you're like, but aren't we supposed to be like all positive and light and love and only focus on what we want? Like, aren't we going to attract bad things if we focus on the shadow? And I'm saying, no, you're not going to attract bad things. You are attracting all the time. You are an attraction machine. You are highly magnetic. And your shadow is magnetic because it's a part of you. And when I say magnetic, I mean in the sense of like attracts like. Like attracts like does not mean same attracts same. It means you attract what is a match to you. So if you are like rocking the victim archetype hard, you will attract perhaps someone who is looking for a victim, someone with some abusive energy, or someone that likes to put other people down or be very belittling. That's what I mean by like attracts like. It's not samesies. You attract a match to the energy that you are carrying. So for that reason, the shadow is very magnetic because it is a part of you and you are magnetic. But in addition to that, I think a lot of us are attracting from the shadow even more than we are from our conscious awareness and all the intentions and the candle lighting and the spells and the vision boards, because the shadow is potent. The shadow is a really, 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 really intense place in the psyche. It's comprised of every belief, memory, experience that you at some point in your life deemed so unacceptable that you had to push it down, 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 down into the shadows where you would not feel or see or experience it anymore. It's the place where shame resides, and shame is a really intense emotion, and judgment, especially self-judgment, is sticky. So as the thing about the shadow too is, if you don't deal with it, it will deal with you. And it will deal with you in terms of, I'm trying to attract like this amazing reality. I want to attract this beautiful relationship. Why do I keep attracting abusive partners? People that like to put me down. Or it could have its way with you in terms of, it just keeps popping up like, boo, like a really scary ghost at unexpected times. You like to project this idea. You like people to think of you as being very, very sweet and kind. You put a lot of effort into your reputation as a nice person. But then something comes along that triggers you, and it's all of a sudden your mask comes down and you are a total asshole. You're a bitch. You're a jerk. And then you're like so mad that it happened that you pushed that side of you even further down into the shadows. Sorry for the bumping around. I talk with my hands sometimes and I just whacked my pop filter off my microphone. Even when I'm just doing audio, I'm sitting here waving my hands and talking with my hands. So if you don't deal with the shadow, it's going to deal with you. Regardless, it's a part of you. It's a part of you. And when you deny a part of you that you think is unacceptable or ugly or unholy or unattractive or shameful in some way, that doesn't mean it just magically goes away because you don't want it to be there. In fact, you end up empowering it. You empower it, and partly because you're blind to it. You don't even know it's there. You're like dragging it around with you everywhere you go. And you know how little small children long to be seen? And if they're neglected or if you're just busy doing something and they want attention, they might get attention in not the best way. They might like knock over a glass of wine or break something, or have a temper tantrum. And it's like, you will deal with me. I don't care if you have work to do. That's kind of how the shadow is. So in terms of how it works with law of attraction, it's creating your reality for you all the time because you are co-creating your reality all the time. You're a creation machine. You are creative. That is who you are at the essence of who you are, is creative. You are a creative being, a drop of the divine, an expression of the divine. And the divine is ever creating and ever expansive, as are you. So in addition to that, if you find that you're not enjoying the co-creation that is your personal reality, it behooves you to pause for a minute and ask yourself why. Why? And then to do a bit of shadow work. So the way this works, like in the winter transition module of the Psycho-Spiritual Wheel of the Year, is we do a bit of shadow work, and then we do a kind of ritual, like a funeral of sorts, to finally lay that to rest. And you actually, when you unearth something in the shadow, it's not that you're like burying it and laying to rest that thing, whatever it is, because it never really goes away. You're just burying and laying to rest the power that it has over you. Because once you can see a thing, once you can recognize a thing, you can integrate it in a more wholesome, healthy way into your being. So the example I gave on Hay House Radio this morning was, you know, if you're a super sweet, nice person and you want people to always think you're a super nice person, but then when your shadow gets triggered, you act like a raving bitch and then you're pissed at yourself about it, you're going to want to, through shadow work, to make friends with the bitch, to give it space in your life and to think about, where is the bitch useful in my life? Where is it helpful in my life? Where could being a bitch help me out? And the example I gave is one that I learned from Debbie Ford, the author of The Dark Side of the Light Chasers. And she's saying, like, yeah, if you have contractors working on your home and they're 2 weeks late, and they keep being 2 weeks late and saying two more weeks and two more weeks, and you're running out of money, they're costing you money, they're lollygagging, they're purposely drawing this out to get more money out of you, that's a good time to call in the bitch as the sacred bitch and say, listen, you'll get this done this weekend. You'll get it done to my satisfaction as we agreed, or I will be hiring a new contractor. Those are your two choices. You have till this weekend. Done. And so that part of you becomes wholesome. It's a part of you. It's integrated. You're honoring it. You're celebrating it. You're not shoving it down in the shadows where it feels unheard. And it's you. We're splintering off who you are into all these different pieces. But there's a part of you that feels unheard, unseen, unloved. And doing shadow work is really, I think, it's the path of the light worker. We shine a light into the shadows of our own psyche, our subconscious mind, to see what's in there so that we are no longer attracting from a wounded place or lashing out from a wounded place. We are attracting and acting from a place of power. So I hope that makes sense. I just wanted to kind of repeat everything that we were talking about in that episode for those of you who don't subscribe to Hay House Radio. But again, like I said, if you're listening to this in time, there will be a replay for anybody who's on their newsletter. And that's, you can listen to that for free at 5 p.m. Pacific today on Halloween. So now I am running out of time to get this up by noon. So let me just quickly jump around here because this is something I knew at the top of the month I wanted to talk about this on Halloween. I think it's so cool. And I'm just going to read it to you because this is the work of Clarissa Pinkola Estes, PhD, the author of Women Who Run With the Wolves. I did an entire month's theme called Witches Who Run With the Wolves because I wanted to talk about some of the content of this book as it applies to all magical people, men or women. I just really wanted to spend a whole month diving into it, and I did. I made a lot of videos that month, and I just talked and talked and talked about this book, but I did not talk about this section here on Descansos. I hope I'm saying that right. DESCANSOS. Descanso. Descanso is how I heard someone say it on YouTube. And so this is both a literal thing, and she works with people in a metaphorical way with this. So I'm just going to kind of hop around in this section, but it's a long read. So if you don't want to hear me reading a book, it's probably different on every copy, but I have the small mass market copy of Women Who Run With the Wolves, and it is on page 394 of that. And it's the section called Descansos. That's what its title. So keep in mind, anytime I say women, I mean women or men. This applies to every single one of us. This is just a book aimed at women. Okay, let's see, where shall we start? Okay, a woman who has lived a torturous life and delved deeply into it definitely has inestimable depth, though she can't... What am I doing? Calm down, Joanna. That's no way to read a book out loud to your friends. Let's try that again. A woman who has lived a torturous life and delved deeply into it definitely has inestimable depth. Though she came to it through pain, if she has done the hard work of clinging to consciousness, she will have a deep and thriving soul life and a fierce belief in herself, regardless of occasional ego waverings. There is a time in our lives, usually in midlife, when a woman has to make a decision, possibly the most important psychic decision of her life, and that is whether to be bitter or not. Women often come to this in their late 30s or early 40s. They are at the point where they are full up to their ears with everything, and they've had it. And the last straw has broken the camel's back, and they're pissed off and pooped out. The dreams of their 20s may be lying in a crumple. There may be broken hearts, broken marriages, broken promises. A body who has lived a long time accumulates debris. It cannot be avoided. But if a woman will return to the instinctual nature instead of sinking into bitterness, she will be revivified, reborn. And then she goes on to say, I would like to introduce you to the concept of descansos, as I have developed it in my work. If you ever traveled in Old Mexico, New Mexico, Southern Colorado, Arizona, or parts of the South, you have seen little white crosses by the roadway. These are descansos, resting places. You'll also find them on the edges of cliffs along particularly scenic but dangerous roads in Greece, Italy, and other Mediterranean countries. Sometimes crosses are clustered in twos or threes or fives. People's names are inscribed upon them. Sometimes the names are spelled out in nails. Sometimes they are painted on the wood or carved into it. Often they are profusely decorated with artificial or real flowers, or they glisten with chopped up new straw glued to wood slats, making them shine like gold in the sun. Sometimes the descanso is just two sticks or two pieces of pipe tied across one another with twine and stuck in the ground. In the rockiest passes, the cross is just painted onto a large rock at the roadside. Descansos are symbols that mark a death. Right there, right on that spot, someone's journey in life halted unexpectedly. Something happened there that altered that person's life and the lives of other persons forever. Am I breathing? There's more, my friends. Women have died 1,000 deaths before they are 20 years old. They've gone in this direction or that and have been cut off. They have hopes and dreams that have been cut off also. Anyone who says otherwise is still asleep. All that is grist for the mill of descansos. While all these things deepen individuation, differentiation, growing up and growing out, blossoming, becoming awake and aware and conscious, they are also profound tragedies and have to be grieved as such. To make descansos means taking a look at your life and marking where the deaths, las muertes chiquitos, the small deaths, and the big deaths, las muertos grandotas, have taken place. Remember when I was saying Mexicans really know how to do death? This is what I'm talking about. They have so many cool traditions around death that I think the rest of us could learn a lot from. So this is an interesting craft. I'm calling it a crafty witch project that would be fascinating to do during the winter transition, which is why I'm talking about it right now. And why I'm just reading Clarissa Pinkola Este's words. So here is how you do this craft. I like to make a timeline of a woman's life on a big long sheet of white butcher paper and to mark with a cross the places along the graph, starting with her infancy all the way to the present, where parts and pieces of herself and her life have died. We mark where there were roads not taken, paths that were cut off, ambushes, betrayals, and deaths. I put a little cross along the timeline at the places that should have been mourned or still need to be mourned. And then I write in the background, forgotten, for those things that the woman senses but which have not yet surfaced. I also write, forgiven, over those things the woman has, for the most part, released. I encourage you to make descansos, to sit down with a timeline of your life and say, where are the crosses? Where are the places that must be remembered, must be blessed? In all our meanings that you've brought forward into your life today, they must be remembered. They must be forgotten at the same time. It takes time and patience. Descansos is a conscious practice that takes pity on and gives honor to the orphaned dead of your psyche, laying them to rest. Be gentle with yourself and make the descansos, the resting places, for the aspects of yourself that were on their way to somewhere but never arrived. Descansos mark the death sites, the dark times, and they are also love notes to your suffering. They are transformative. There is a lot to be said for pinning things to the earth so they don't follow us around. There is a lot to be said for laying them to rest. Isn't that so gorgeous? I just love it. I really love that, and I really wanted to mention that to you as we enter into the winter transition, this time between Samhain and Yule. It's so powerful. It's interesting to me that Thanksgiving falls between these two holidays, because Thanksgiving brings up a lot of junk for people because it involves family. So hang on to that shadow work, people, if you're meeting with your family around the end of the month for Thanksgiving, for those of you who are Americans, because that's another opportunity to really look at, you know, to shine a light, to illuminate some of the darker corners of your shadow. Family can do that for you. I hope you all enjoyed this. Thank you again for leaving me the very nice reviews and emailing me the very nice emails. Happy Halloween. Happy Samhain for those of you in the Southern Hemisphere. Happy Beltane. Much love, everybody. Peace.